Good morning, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also all those who are joining us online via the internet. May the Lord bless us richly this morning. Yesterday we have been blessed already richly, and our hearts are full of thankfulness. And I think all of us, we want to praise and glorify our Lord with all our hearts. This morning, let us sing the well-known chorus, Amazing Grace, song 35 from this little booklet. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Amen. We sing also a chorus, a couple of choruses. Chorus number one, we come from the east and west. Chorus number one. Number four, yesterday, today.
Amen.
Number 5, we'll give the glory to Jesus. Number 10, I know the Lord will make a way for me. We sing number 11, then Brother Alfred Borg comes to read us a word for introduction, and afterward Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us. Number 11, isn't he wonderful? Praise and thanks. Can we say amen to this? Yes, he is wonderful. Yes, he is wonderful. Yet not seen, yet heard, because of the revelation by his Spirit. Praise and thanks, he's here. I think we all are grateful to be here this morning. And I would like to greet you first in the name of the Lord. And I wish us all God's richest blessing. We are grateful for the blessing which He has given us yesterday. And this morning we are again gathered here to receive what the Lord also this morning has prepared for us all. Yesterday we heard what it's all about the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's about the last message, the last call, back to God, back to the Word, back to the beginning. May the Lord help us all this morning to hear His word, to believe it, and to do accordingly. May the Lord bless His word, which I will read right now, a well-known word from the book of Acts. Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, from verse 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Are these also not words of our prayer this morning? Grant unto thy servants, grant unto the carriers of thy word strength, power. Grant unto our brother this morning strength, power to preach your word with all boldness, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by thy name of thy holy servant Jesus. Is this not our prayer? Stretch forth thine hand also this morning, and let signs and wonders happen, so that healings are taking place, for the confirmation of his word this morning. Brothers and sisters, this is my prayer. Is this also your prayer? And then we read, and when they had prayed like this, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all, not one or several, all. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. This was the prayer at the beginning of the church of God. We are at the end now. Can we not also pray like this? Is this not on our hearts, our longing? Stretch forth thine hand, Lord, also this morning in our midst. And heal those who are sick. Save those who are lost. Manifest the power of thy name, brothers and sisters. And in verse 24, we read the first part, verse 24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, verse 31, and when they prayed like this, brothers and sisters, it's important to be in one accord. May God grant this one accord in our midst. Then all things are possible, what the Lord promised in his word. Also this morning, are we ready to believe, to trust God? Then it can take place. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord give us grace. Let us stand up now for the prayer. Great God, we have heard it, we received it, and we believe it, that you are still the same today. You did not change, but Lord Jesus Christ, you who you walked this earth, you finished it, you accomplished the plan as it was written down. And after your resurrection, after the outpouring of thy Holy Spirit, you confirmed thyself as the only one and true God. We believe you are still the same, and you are still doing the same today. Lord, please give us grace. As your word says, to be in one accord in the Spirit, in the Word, in one accord, Lord Jesus, according to thy will and to live according to thy pleasure. Lord, bless each one of us this morning at this place, and bless each one who are joining us online all over the earth. We ask it for your name's sake. Confirm thy word, Lord Jesus Christ. And in particular, we ask you, Lord Jesus, anoint the lips through which you will speak, We want to hear. Lord, give instructions. Lord, let us exalt your name. We pray also for all who need prayer, Lord. Please bless from the riches of your grace. Amen. Amen. Let us sing, Come from on high, come Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Also this morning, we welcome all of you very warmly, and also all those who are joining us online. May the Lord God come to his right with all of us, and may we come to our divine right. Before we start our word observation, let me just give you briefly the greetings. And all brothers shall know that I read every email. Although I mention just names here and cities and countries. Brother Kesses from Hungary. Brother René from Burundi, Brother Motuku, I don't know who and where, Brother Memba, Brother Nukulo, Brother Yamuku, Johannesburg, Brother Rashidi, Brother Patrick, Brother Tulula, Brother Kalihu, Brother Manasseh Leong, Brother Yapi Abidjan, Brother Kaluba, he greets with deep gratefulness, Brother Lotika, and all from South Africa are sending greetings, and Brother Kafungo from Cameroon, and then Brother Eli from Kananga, and Brother Gomer Nede from Point Noir, Brother Mefiku, Brother Adonis, Brother Bruce, he's greeting us with 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Brother Chauffeur, Brother Motika, Brother Gazi, Brother Dazi, Brother Lopundo, Brother Mashi from India, he's sending warm greetings. Brother Alexander from Tatarstan. And he writes here, we greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then once again, brothers from Pashkiria, and once again, brethren from Romania, beloved, it's just so wonderful that we can be joined like this. Then there were phone calls. Brother Parai from Burkina Faso, from Abidjan, from Mozambique, Brother Trapani, and especially Brother Etienne Genton is sending greetings. Brother Nyagi from Nairobi is sending greetings. We are just so joined. Then we have brothers here from the Ivory Coast, two brothers, especially Brother Tirai, Brother Jacques, please stand up. Both of you, brothers, please. From the Ivory Coast, may God bless you in a special way. Would you like to come and wave to the church? Please come to the front so that all can see you. Just waving to the church. These are brothers. Not a word. Just come so that all know that the word is being given out and that we appreciate it. We appreciate it. God bless you richly.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. À toi. Que Dieu soit avec toi. Amen. Et partagé dans la nourriture par la grâce de Dieu. Amen. Que Dieu soit avec vous. Amen. Amen.
Amen. It's just like that. I cannot be everywhere. And then Brother Jacques. Brother Jacques is here from Kinshasa. Please, come quickly so that we wish you all God's blessing. Where is Brother Jacques?
Come here. Yeah.
This is Brother Jacques from Kinshasa. Sorry, Brother Joseph. Brother Joseph. And I was just thinking about it. He's preparing to rent the stadium for 22,000 people so that we can have meetings there again.
Amen. Donne sa grâce, Amen. Sa miséricorde soit Amen. Avec toi, dans une manière très spéciale. Dieu soit avec toi.
Amen.
Prendre beaucoup de salutations pour tous les frères et sœurs.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Ja, Amen.
Greet all brothers and sisters.
Es ist einfach so, Brüder,
it's just like that, brothers and sisters,
dass Gott in allen Völkern und Sprachen,
that God, in all peoples and tongues and nations, He has brothers who minister with the same word and who give out the same spiritual food. And we may say, the table of the Lord was never so richly prepared as in our days. Yesterday, I was greeting brothers from Slovakia and all the brothers from the neighboring countries here. They are here gathered. And we rejoice together that we may really experience what God is doing in our time. Blessed are those who got the connection. Brothers and sisters, if when we speak about the return of Jesus Christ, then it really touches our bone and marrow. And when we then think about Matthew 25, those who were ready went in to the marriage supper and the door was closed. And then came those who missed the connection. And they came too late. They came too late. They belonged to those who we were not allowed to enter the marriage supper. They belonged to those left behind. And then they're knocking at the door and say, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he says, I don't know you. Do we know what kind of pain my soul penetrates? Can you imagine why the proclamation must be, namely that all who hear the word of God now, that they are joined with God in faith and obedience, joined with one another, that we truly are belonging to those who will be raptured. And now the Lord is knocking at our door, and we opened, and he enters into us, and he sups with us, because thus he has said it. He who opens his door, to him I will enter, and I will sup with him. And so, we are just so grateful with all our hearts that God has given us the connection, the grace, not only to recognize that God has kept his word and that he has sent a prophet, but that he has given us the connection, by grace, the continuation. And that was what Brother Branham was told, I also read it last Sunday in Zurich. It's just so mighty. Also, in this regard, to believe every word, literally as it was said, and not adding something privately. I read it. Brother Branham's testimony of the 10th of February 1960, and in Puerto Rico, here it says, many people, also newspaper reporters, they stood there at the bank of the river, and there it said again, look up. And when I was looking up, this light came down. People fainted, and a voice sounded which shook the whole area there, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so the message given to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. Not that I would be the forerunner, but the message would be the forerunner. How grateful we can be that we can believe, that we may believe, and that we may really experience that God has taken all the prophets after they have finished their ministry. But the revealed word was left unto us. And the same it was with Brother Branham. Of course, he had still expectations that this or the other would still take place. He had the expectation that he would travel to South Africa, that 300,000 people would be gathered there to hear the message. He had great expectations. And then we see now that more than 900,000 are in Africa who are gathering all over to hear the message of the hour. God has taken care for everything. And we are just so grateful
persönlich nicht hin konnte,
where he could not come personally, there the message reached, which he brought, which we may carry. And I tell you very honestly, I tell you, if one brother prays, whether in Switzerland or wherever, with the words, "Beloved Lord, bless the carrier of your message." We are carriers of the divine message. We don't have own opinions, not own doctrines, but the everlasting Word of God. And this Word we may proclaim by His grace. And to this Word we have been brought back. And also to emphasize this once again, brothers and sisters, I believe out of conviction that all who believe God now and all who received the Word, the divine message, without any compromise, that they will be part when the Lord returns and when He takes His own home. And we all know, in every revival, there were people who followed, and there were people who were left behind. In the time of Luther, there were people who believed, who came out and who walked forward with the Lord. And at the time of Wesley, there were people who again came out, who have heard the call and who walked forward. The others were left behind. In every revival, there were people who went out, who heard the call. And that what was preached at their time, they believed it. All who followed, they were justified before God like this. The same it is now. He who is left behind now and who doesn't go with, he who doesn't go with all his heart, really, without any compromise, if there are still some doubts, if there is a doubt in you still, if there is still a question, are all these things right? Is this all right? Is this correct like this? May this be the day which God has made for you. I say it to you in the name of the Lord. We just preached the Word of God. We only preached the whole counsel of our God. And God's Word is trustworthy. And also here, it's not only about the carrier of the Word. It's, of course, about the Word. Therefore, it's written in Isaiah 55, the Word which proceedeth out of my mouth, says the Lord, shall not return void unto me, not unto the messenger. It will not return void unto me, but it will accomplish for what I have sent it for and what I purposed it for. God revealed His will, and we were led into His will, and we are grateful to God. Grateful with all our hearts. Please, let me make this remark. May it reach all the ends of the earth. All who just turn around in circles and say, the prophet said. Those who didn't find the way back to God, back to the Word, but who make idol worship with the prophet, they cannot please God. They cannot please God. Also, this we emphasized and said many times. If the messenger does not succeed to connect the people of God with God through the message, then something is not right. We must and we may be joined with God. We don't make a dance around a golden calf. We thank the Lord God for the sending of His prophet. We thank God for the leading back into the Word. And that, what Brother Alfred Borg was reading, is also very mighty. At the beginning, all of the church, they were in one accord. They were in one accord standing behind the ministry which was done at that time in the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, that's how it must be now at the end. It's not about Brother Frank, Brother Schmidt or Brother Miskis or whoever else. It's about that, that God comes to His right with all of us, and so that we don't say different opinions, but that we have the mind of Christ, as it is written. Let each one have the mind of Christ. And then, when this divine unity is here, and then when the prayer goes up to God in one accord, then all things are possible. Then all things are possible. And I ask myself today, a service which Brother Branham held in any country, was there any service that the sinners were not called to repentance? Was there a service that it was not prayed for the sick? It just belonged to every service. And brothers and sisters, if brothers and sisters are in our midst, who, while the preaching goes on, if they didn't receive from God and didn't experience, please, Stay behind. We will pray with you. Everyone shall receive from God. And sometimes it's necessary that we just pray with one another and for one another so that it can happen what the Lord has prepared for us in His Word. Just being grateful, and again being grateful for that what God has entrusted to us, for the richly prepared table, for every revelation of the Word, for all the connections which the Lord has shown to us. And as the singers have sung, who enters the pearly gates as a victor? Paul writes in 2 Timothy, chapter 4, he writes, in verse 8, that the Lord will give the crown of victory to everyone. And he doesn't say, not only to me, but to all who love His appearing. The Lord crowns us all with grace and loving mercy, loving kindness. And at the return of the Lord, there will be no difference between the apostles and prophets and between the overall church. All of us, we will sit at the same table together with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And all of us, we will receive the crown of victory as sure as the Lord promised it. The ministries can be different, but the impact is the same with all of us. Let me read this here in 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Because also here it's about the return of our beloved Lord. Verse 8. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also who love His appearing. So, not only to the preacher of the divine message, but to all who have heard the word of God and who believed it. Rejoice about it. Rejoice. Rejoice that God does not make any difference. All who were pardoned, they will be part of it. Let us say it once again. To get the connection from God, to get the connection to that, what God has done in our time. This is the greatest gift. This is the most important what God could have done. That we really can walk the way together with the Lord in faith and in obedience until the end. Now I would like to read two words from the Old Testament, namely from the prophet Habakkuk, from the prophet Habakkuk. I would like to read from chapter 2, verse 23, Habakkuk 2, Habakkuk 2, verse 2 and 3. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, the revelation, and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. It's just so mighty. This absolute of the word of God. And every word of God is an absolute. And no one can change something about it. And it's valid for all of us who we are waiting for the return of the Lord a long time already, who are counting already with it in the days of Paul and then all afterward also, and especially in the days of Brother Branham, who was also reckoning with it. And since that time again, 50 years have passed, brothers and sisters. But the promise which God has given, the word which he has given us, will come to pass. And we are not waiting in vain, but we know when the time is here, then it will be fulfilled. And the Lord said it himself, time and hour nobody knows. And therefore, be ready. Be ready. It's not necessary to know the day and hour, the year or the month, but it's necessary to be ready. To appear in a white garment before the Lord, washed in the blood of the Lamb, justified by the faith in the finished work of redemption. So, when the vision tarries, wait for it, for it will surely come to pass. Then, in the prophet Zechariah, it's written in chapter 2, Zechariah, chapter 2, here it's written of the people of Israel, and we bless the people of Israel in the name of the Lord. And we say as Abraham said to God, in thee shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed. And according to Galatians 3, God in Christ Jesus our Lord, he not only blessed Israel, but he blessed his people from all nations. He called them out. And he still is doing it. And he blesses. But to the outwardly, the people of Israel, the promise which was given in the Old Testament quite often, I read this promise from Zechariah chapter 2. Verse 12, choose Jerusalem again. Not New York, not somewhere on the earth, but in Jerusalem. There were the two prophets, according to Revelation 11, where they will come on the scene and to proclaim the divine message to the church after the rapture. And we read it many times. From Romans chapter 9, verse 10 and 11. Firstly, God finishes the work with the church from the nations. First he finishes. And then he turns to Israel again. And that, what God ordained for them, they will reach it. But they must be in the city. They must be in the country which God has given them. Namely, so that the promise can be fulfilled in them. The same way, we must come out from all people's tongues and nations. We must be gathered. And we must stand upon the original foundation which was laid in Jerusalem, where the first sermon was preached, when the cornerstone was laid, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The New Testament church is brought back to Jerusalem, back to the original gospel, which was preached at the beginning in the first sermon. This is now also preached at the end. And brothers and sisters, that God has used our beloved brother Branham in such a simple way, but in a mighty way, he could use him. And then one sees a vessel, a tool. A vessel can be weak. It can be uneducated. And then comes the fulfillment. That what is nothing before the world, this God has chosen. No one can glorify himself. He who likes to glory, let him glory in the Lord. But God has decided it like this, and we emphasize it time and again. Such a ministry, not a Paul had, and no Peter had, and no John had. It was the repetition of the ministry which our Lord had when he walked this earth. And then the man of God says, in simplicity, he said, at that time, the ministry was for the people of Israel and for the Samaritans. Today, it's the finishing ministry for the church of the new covenant. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And as often, how many times Brother Branham referred to Luke 17, when the Son of Man shall reveal himself. And on here we are also very grateful. Not when he comes, when he reveals himself as the same, in the same ministry, to draw the attention to him, drawing the attention to the Word, when the Son of Man is revealed. And then we read what happens when he comes. When he comes, then two will lie on one bed. One will be taken and the other one will be left. Two will grind the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. But when he reveals himself in the time of the ministry of Brother Branham, then the Son of Man revealed himself in the same way to draw our absolute attention to that what God is doing in our time. And then giving us the grace to live now, and to witness all that personally, to see it personally. And do we know what kind of responsibility is resting upon us, who we are eye and ear witnesses of the ministry which is now happening, which is repeated in our time. And then we understood very clearly what's it all about. And also that, what we emphasized last night already, and time and again, we will emphasize it. Everything what God does is reality. The message is divine reality. The revealing of the Son of Man, and this Brother Branham said it very clearly. He went to Genesis 18, when the Lord and two men, two angels, they came to Abraham, washing his feet, sitting down as the Son of Man. He was sitting down, eating, and then giving Abraham the promise. Next year, around this time, Sarah will have a son. Just so wonderful. Children of promise, believe every promise. And you see the connection. Why is it written in Genesis 18? Why did Brother Branham compare his ministry with that of Genesis 18? And then we read in Galatians, Abraham had two sons, but the one son was a son of promise, and he was the heir of all that what Abraham had. The same way, we are now children, sons and daughters of God. We believe the promise of God, and we may experience everything by His grace. In the Old Testament, it was like that the Lord God, that what He, for instance, what He has said in the Ten Commandments, for instance, He let it be written down on tablets. And then it was laid into the Ark of the Covenant. We spoke about it. And brothers and sisters, if one reads up all these scriptures, what God has done, when the Ark of the Covenant was carried with the Word, you can read Joshua chapter 3, chapter 6, or wherever it is written. You can read it up. The Ark of the Covenant was laid upon the shoulders, and the carriers of the Word, they came to the River Jordan, and the River Jordan was divided. Not because of the carriers, but because of the promise which they carried, and the Ark of the Covenant was upon their shoulders, God was with the word which he promised. It's just so mighty. Not just two or three scriptures. So that you know what I actually want to express by it. In 2 Chronicles, we read just two or three scriptures so that you know how important it was that God's people believed what God said. 2 Chronicles. And here we read from chapter 5, 2 Chronicles, chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. And the priests brought in the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord unto his place, to the oracle of the house of the temple, into the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubim. The Ark of the Covenant had its place. It had its purpose. And so we read in verse 8, for the cherubim spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim covered the ark and the staves thereof above. Brothers and sisters, God in the Old Testament, he gave statutes to his people, instructions, and he did the same in the New Testament. Here in chapter 6, in 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, we read, perhaps verse 11 is enough. Before that, it's written what God promised. And in 2 Chronicles 6, verse 11, it says, and in it have I put the ark, wherein is the covenant, the document of the covenant that he made with the children of Israel. The document of the covenant, a document, a certificate. God made a covenant. And here we have the certificate. The certificate of that covenant which God made with his people. And we're just so grateful that God not only made a first covenant, but he made also the second covenant. And in Matthew 26, verse 27 and 28, this is the new covenant in my blood. The new covenant. We are the people of the new covenant. And we are grateful to God that God, the word, that God puts his word in
us. Allerheiligste und Gott versammelt uns vor seinem Angesicht.
And God is gathering us before his presence so that we hear the word of his covenant, believing it and receiving it. So God had a way with Israel, and God has a way with the New Testament church. And we respect it. We just respect it with all our hearts that the Lord will fulfill his word. He will fulfill all his promises which he has given us. And as I said last night already, time and again, my prayer is, dear Lord, remember the covenant which you made with us. Remember the blood which you shed for us. Remember the promises which you have given us and give us new life. Just back to the original, back to the doctrine which came forth from Jerusalem. Even Paul, after 14 years, by revelation, he made a journey to Jerusalem. He made a journey to compare whether that what he preaches is in conformity with that what they preach. Just read it up in Galatians. A man of God with a divine call goes 14 years later, he goes to Jerusalem to compare whether that what is preached in the original, whether that is in conformity with that what he is preaching. Brothers and sisters, what shall we do? Back to Jerusalem, back to the Word of God. Let me make a remark here, please. Every denomination has their own creed, confession of faith. Everyone. There's not one denomination which has not a profession of faith, a creed. It's right. It's at the entrance, you can read it. At the entrance of that church, you can believe what they believe. You can read what they believe. And I made myself the effort. Everyone can take it out from the internet. Everyone can take it. In the Roman Catholic Church, there are exactly 245 dogmas. 245 dogmas. And every denomination, every fellowship has their own creed, their own dogma. They all set forth what they believe and what they teach and what they do. And if we now come on the scene with a divine message, and that we say, only what is in the written in the certificate of the covenant is the contract with the church. And it's really written in Galatians chapter 3, it's written that to a testament nothing may be added. That everything must remain the way as it is written in this testament. Galatians chapter 3. It's written in verse 15. Galatians 3 verse 15. Dear brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be put a man's covenant, man's testament, yet if it be confirmed, no man can disannul it or add to it. Even an earthly, a natural testament, afterward, later on, it cannot be changed. It's impossible. The testament was made, and the last will was expressed therein. Our Lord made the New Testament. He included us. We were put as heirs into this testament. Here, absolutely nothing may be changed. Nothing may be added. Nothing may be taken away from it. Everything must remain as it is written here. And brothers and sisters, with this, we stand alone. We stand alone. Why? All the others, they have to do it. They have the right. All may do what they like. All may teach what they like. God never intervened anywhere. All can believe what they like, all can do what they like. But the church of the living God, not. We are bound to that what God has expressed in His certificate, in His testament, what He left to us. This we want to have. Not more and not less, but we are heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ. The sentence, the judgment, may God do at the last day. We are not ordained to judge. We are just ordained to go back to the beginning, to leave everyone in peace. All can do what they like. We don't rebuke anyone. But the people of God is now separated. They are called out. They are prepared unto the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And also this must be said. All can hear it. All can hear it. The Church of Jesus Christ is not an earthly organization. It's not the Roman Church, not the Greek Orthodox Church, not the Coptic, not the Assyrian. No. All these are religious fellowships. The Church of Jesus Christ is the blood-bought flock who were pardoned, whom God called out from all peoples, tongues, and nations, called out from all religions, called out from all denominations. The Lord is calling out His own. And he who is of God heareth His voice. Now just briefly, coming back to Ephesians chapter 5. Yesterday we stopped there. What Paul has given the personal admonitions to all of us. Really addressed to little and young. Little old and young and little and great. There's one admonition after the other. And if we look into the fifth chapter, then we have it even from 21, we are told, Ephesians 5, from 21, we are told, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And then to the wives, to the sisters is said how they should take their stand. And the husbands are said what they have to take for a stand. And then in 26 we are told what the Lord wanted to do and what He's doing and what He has done. Verse 26 in Ephesians 5. That He might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. Not only by the blood of the Lamb, taking a bath in the word. The word of our God remains forever. And the blood-bought flock is washed and sanctified in the word of God. And is being brought back to the beginning. And the purpose is said to us in verse 27. That in this way, He might present her to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. When the Lord admonishes us, then He means well with us. He just wants that we are found in His will. And in chapter 6 it goes on. To the children is said, the children are told how they have to meet their parents. Then it said in verse 2, honor thy father and mother. Brothers and sisters, everything was said to the wives, to the husbands, to the church, to the servants, to the maids, to the children, to the fathers. Everything was said to us. And it would be good if we all take the word to heart which is addressed to us and asking God that he helps us and that he places us correctly. Here's written in chapter 6, verse 3, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Also here, God must give grace to it, that this happens in the correct way. Just imagine, all these admonitions Paul has written to the believers, addressed to husbands, to wives. These admonitions are addressed to all. And then, even the work, the profession, those who are in the profession. Verse 5, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Yes. Also at your workplace, that we just ask God for grace, for mercy. Even it's very not so fair, but just having peace with all, wherever we are, having peace with all. Then verse 10, all are addressed. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then the spiritual battle is shown to us. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Verse 17. And we're just so grateful that the Lord has a blood-bought flock. We are grateful that we found grace in his sight. Grateful that we may believe his word, that we got it revealed. Grateful that we can place all events in the plan of salvation biblically, but only if we let ourselves be placed biblically, then only we can also place everything biblically. And so there would be much to speak about. Let us just be grateful with all our hearts that God has given us the grace. When I think about that people who refer to Brother Branham, 1 Thessalonians 4, they misinterpret it in such a way. They really misinterpret first, and they just claim that the Lord is in the process of coming down in the message. It's a process which goes over years with the return of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we understood it in all clarity and truth. Matthew 25, the message is addressed to those who are alive now. 2 Corinthians 6 from verse 14. Those who are addressed to those who are alive now. Revelation 18, ye my people, come out, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing. This is the message which is addressed to all who are alive now before the return of the Lord. What is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, this will happen, everything in one moment, on one day, when the Lord returns, because the return of the Lord will be as the lightning shineth from the east to the west. So will be the return of the Lord. And Paul has written it in 1 Corinthians 15, especially from verse 51, he wrote it. Everything will happen just as it. But also here, the biblical placing. Also here, Brother Branham, he made a statement who must be understood correctly. And he who wants to understand it correctly, he needs to flip two pages in the same sermon, the rapture, and then he will no more misunderstand what he said about 1 Thessalonians 4. But there he said, now is the time for the virgins to trim their lamps, to fill their vessels with oil. Then he gives the answer straight away to that. Let us say it, it's not what was not so fundamental, but it was said afterward, two pages afterward, it was said clearly. Brothers and sisters, I'm so grateful. I get more and more grateful that God has given us really the grace to place everything what Brother Brim said, to place it correctly, scripturally. Let us say it. If the Lord would have come already, 1963, if he would have started to descend, where would all be who were born after 1963? And where are all those who were called out in the recent days, in the recent months? Thanks be to God for the clarity of His Word. Thanks be to God that the call is still going forth. And all who are of God will understand all words of the covenant correctly. They will go from one scripture to the other scripture. Also, for this, God has sent a teaching ministry. This is the difference between a prophetic ministry and between a teaching ministry. A prophet can hang the things in the air, but these things must be placed correctly. They must be placed doctrinally. Correctly and be placed upon a foundation. Everything what we preach must have a foundation, and everything what we preach has a foundation, and the foundations is what the apostles and prophets laid. Here we have it. Here we have the word of the new covenant. Here we have the certificate. Here we have the certificate. Blessed and praised be our Lord. One could really kiss the Bible. One could thank the Lord daily that He has led us into His Word. Also, all those who claim that with the ministry of Brother Branham, everything has come to its end. How shall they do it? Mocking us. We will see how this ends. We will see how this ends. We don't claim anything unbiblical. We carry the divine message. We don't have our own message, but the word which was given to us, which was revealed to us, this we carry. And let us say it, brothers and sisters, In the days of Brother Branham, the peoples and nations were not reached yet. And our Lord said, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. And this is happening in our time, before our very eyes, before our ears. The gospel is preached, the full gospel, and the full salvation is preached unto all nations by grace. And when I think about it, where we don't come with our 12 languages, where we don't come, it's translated from the English into Mongolish, everything, it will, so that really all nations and tongues may know of that what God is doing right now. Let us say it once again. The wise virgins got the connection by grace to that what God does after the ministry of Brother Branham and is still doing today by grace all over the earth. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. We have not followed any interpretations, but we followed the everlasting word of God, the prophetic word, which does not permit any private interpretation. And we are so grateful to God that we can take a bath in the word of God and really washed away every traditions, all religious boundings. We are delivered and set free to be in conformity with our beloved Lord. Let us say it once again. This certificate of the covenant, my blood, the blood of the new covenant, and we as the church of the new covenant. As in the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant had a special meaning, and if one would it measure natural, 1 meter 50 wide and 52 centimeters high and deep. Outward seen, a box from wood, a wooden box made according to the instructions, and the two poles were part of it. But with the moment when the word of God was laid into it, it was not a wooden box anymore. It was the Ark of the Covenant of the Almighty God. And brothers and sisters, don't look on yourself. In the moment where the word of the new covenant is laid into you, you are no more what you wear. You are a carrier of the word of God. And everything what God says, you will always have a yes and amen to it. It's so tremendous and powerful. As we reported yesterday, of that, what God is doing in Cuba, the first preachers, 13 and more, are already ready to be baptized. And their assemblies will also be baptized. God has given such a breakthrough. The word really was preached and penetrated. It accomplishes for what he has sent it for. Our brother Erwin Pacheco, who was with me, on coming Thursday, he will travel to Cuba again to baptize them and to lead them into the message, into the word. We will pray for him afterward. Please, afterward, after the service, we ask him to come to the front to pray for him. Brothers and sisters, The Lord is calling out the last ones. And when the time has come, and when the number is complete, then the trump of God shall sound, the voice of the archangel, and the Lord will come, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we, who we are alive in Christ, we will be changed, and together we will meet the Lord in the air, in the cloud, in the clouds, as written. And may not turn out that one of us is left behind. May God give grace. Let me say this, thankfully, in closing. In January 81, I saw the multitude dressed in white. I knew all these who have heard the word in this time, who believed it, who experienced God, who have no doubt in themselves. Let us come back to the beginning quickly, what was read to us. Brothers and sisters, I want that all of you, that you are standing behind us, in front of others, and that you can say to all the critics, please be silent. Here God has spoken, and we are only interested in what God has said, and we want to have part in that, what God is doing right now. As at the beginning, where the whole church was in one accord, they were standing behind the ministry of the man of God, so may it also be now, and so it will also be. In the book of Acts, in chapter 2, about 17 nationalities were gathered. We will see how many nationalities will be gathered here when the Lord will shake the heavens and the earth, when he will pour out his spirit, and when he will complete his work. And that what he started in Jerusalem, this he continued in all people's tongues and nations. And the Lord will finish his work. To him, the Almighty God, be the thanks. For the Old and for the New Testament. When I think about it, that more than 800 places in the New Testament, there are new 800 places which refer to the Old Testament. A divine unity, divine harmony. To our Lord be the thanks. He started and he will finish unto the day of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing the chorus, Just As I Am. Then we ask Brother Erwin Pacheco to come, that we commit him to the grace of God. Just as I am. As we remain in silent prayer, let me ask whether perhaps some are here who have the wish, the longing to be baptized. Do we have brothers and sisters in our midst who would like to be baptized? Please raise your hand. Very good. Then we wait until April. If you are decided already, Pardon? One hand is here. All right. Then the baptism can take place. Is there someone else? It would be good if there would be some. But the eunuch, was only one. And Peter went into the water and baptized him. Yes. Now, we have here our brother. Brother Pacheco, who was born in Venezuela and who speaks the Spanish language, the Bible language. It's very important with the language that one not only knows the language, but that one knows the biblical language, passing it on in that way. And beloved brother, we give you greetings to all brothers who we met there already, to all who are going to be baptized. Greetings to the churches, and we wish you God's help, the leading of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord use you in a mighty way. Please, brothers, come. Let us pray for our brother. We pray for our brother. Come. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, we bless our brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, he is a witness of what you are doing right now. You have given him, you revealed to him your word and your will. Be with him, Lord. Lead him by your Spirit. And may all hearts be open. May all receive and accept. May the victory of God be manifested. Beloved Lord, we thank you with all our hearts. Bless this journey. Bless our brother. Bless in Cuba, in all of the country. And to you, the Almighty God, we say thanks for everything. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Richly. Let us pray for all brothers who minister with the word. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, we pray now for all, in all peoples and tongues. We pray for all the translators. We pray for all who hear the word. My God, bless. And give this one accord in the church. May all resistance be taken away. And may we all be gathered in one accord in your presence so that you can confirm your word. And we pray also for all those who are in trouble. Some are really tormented by the enemy. Beloved Lord, you have come. You have come to set the captives free. May it take place now by the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, that all who are taken captive, those who cannot help themselves, that they now experience and their deliverance, accepting by faith. Satan's power is broken. The head of the serpent is bruised. Blessed and praised be the Lord for the victory of Calvary. Great God, we thank you for the certificate of your word, for the Old and the New Testament. Oh, beloved Lord, complete thy work. Bless in all peoples, tongues, and nations. And complete, finish your work in our time. And let nobody be left behind. Let no one miss the grace of God. May all who hear your word now, all who receive it and believe it, may they be part of it when you will return. And you are coming soon. Blessed and praised be your wonderful name and glorious name of Jesus. And all the people say, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Be seated for a moment, please. It would be good if the choir would sing a song in the English language. English is spoken all over the earth. We will see whether the choir, very nice. Please remember me in your prayers. I actually wanted to rest a bit this month, but it didn't turn out. Coming weekend, I will be in France, Orléans, and Paris. The next weekend, I will be in the Netherlands and in Brussels, and afterward up to Singapore and up to Manila. And the time is just redeeming the time, so that the last ones can hear. Please don't forget it. God willing, before our first weekend in April, we have a meeting in Böblingen on Good Friday. And we really invite all of you, especially those from the region Austria and Switzerland and south of Germany. May God bless all, and may He be with all of us. Take greetings with you. And as I said before, let us stand in one accord. Let us stand behind. Let us stand behind the ministry. We have responsibility for the proclamation. As Paul said, pray for me. Paul said, pray for me so that the word is given to me to speak and to preach the word in boldness and in happiness. And as we read in Acts 4, that the church becomes one heart and one soul. Do you believe this is possible? Do you believe it? May each one contribute to it, and the Lord will do the rest. May, to Him be the glory.
Oh,
Amen. We thank the Lord for His grace and faithfulness. I repeat it time and again, and I say it once again. We thank the Lord for the privilege which we have. Not all the world, not everyone has this privilege, but all have the privilege to listen, whoever just wishes. We thank the Lord that He has given us the possibility to pass it on, to give glory to His name. May it take place in all tongues, in all nations, in all colors. To the Lord be the glory and the honor and the thanks for it. We thank the Lord, I repeat, that He has given us this place here. It's of course nothing special, but yet the special thing is that we can hear His word in such a way as it is written in His word. And we thank Him that He has given us the opportunity to be educated in the school of heaven and learned in the school of heaven. He is our teacher, He is our master, and we thank Him for it. And now we bow our heads and we thank our God. Heavenly Father, to You be the thanks and the worship for the grace and faithfulness, for the privilege. Lord Jesus, You alone are our teacher, You alone are our master, You alone are our guide, and You alone promised us that we will be there where You are. You have prepared the place for us, and very soon You will come again, You will return. Lord Jesus, thank You for the grace. Please, we pray for all who could not be here and who would have liked to be here. Please bless them from the riches of Your grace. Fill them with thankfulness, and let us fill us also with thankfulness that we glorify and praise You. Lord Jesus, accompany all our brothers, all who will be on their way in their homes. Bless them, keep them, and should there still be a day that we can be gathered, Lord Jesus, we ask You for the unity of Your Spirit, the unity to have one mind, the unity to confess You alone, for You are the only true God. We thank You for everything. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, amen. Yes, we are very grateful to God for these blessed hours, and we would like to give all brothers and sisters greetings, especially our brothers from Africa. We are happy that you were here. Please take greetings with you to your assemblies, wherever you come. May the Lord be with you. May He bless you. May He bless all. And if we found, if the time still goes on, we want to again meet here in His presence to praise Him and to glorify Him. Let us pray for everything, especially let us pray for the carrier of the word, or the carriers, walking forward. May the Lord bless you. One short announcement for our young brothers. After the supper, after the lunch, please come so that we prepare everything here. And then everything will be finished quickly. And the, may the Lord bless you all. Amen. Some thought comes to me that it's not only one man, not one servant. If you listened closely in reference to our Lord, He's addressed in singular, but the servants give unto your servants power to preach your word in boldness. Not only one servant, but all who were ordained by the Lord to preach the same word. May God bless our brothers. May God bless our brother from Canada. May God bless all from England, from everywhere. Praise, honor, and glory. Let us. Amen. He did it.